This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Anthony, about an hour ago, I went to go get my water. And then you asked me a question, and then I never got it. And now I wish I had it. Dang.
I hate that for you, man.
Yeah. Not the life I deserve?
It is not the life you deserve, Craig.
Are you really about to just... you?
Oh, my bad. I forgot we were live.
No, you didn't. You want to tell everybody how you fell on your face in your flag football game? Or you want to save that one for after we talk about the Thursday at noon wedding?
First of all, I didn't fall on my face. I fell on my shoulder. It was a shoulder roll.
How's that feeling?
It's all right. It could be better.
Rub some dirt on it, kid. So you missed the last two shows last week because you went to a wedding that was at noon on a Thursday in San Francisco, California.
Yes.
How was that wedding, sir? And then, and what was your schedule? So you left Wednesday after the show?
So I left Wednesday after the show. My flight was at 10 p.m.
Oh, what time did you get in? Like 1 a.m.?
Yeah, 1. 1 a.m.
Pacific time?
Yes.
So 4 a.m. Eastern?
Yes.
Gross.
And I went to sleep probably around like 2 because I had to wait for my bag, Uber, to the hotel.
I've taken those flights before. They suck.
Man, it was not fun. The thing with me, though, when I get on a flight, I can fall asleep anywhere. I can fall asleep standing up, Craig. But for some reason...
on this one, you couldn't.
I could not. I was fidgeting. Then there were babies on the plane crying. Mm. There's no worse feeling than being on a plane with crying babies.
And it's always funny,
both ways.
Sometimes, that's a lot of airtime with flying.
And one was right next to me. I'm like, come on.
Aunt, that's where you got to go Uncle Aunt mode. You got to be like, I got the baby. I'm a rock. You go chat, old school Chad Johnson, just rock the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, hello, ma'am. Can I borrow your baby? No, that's brutal. Because the poor baby, I always feel bad. Like, when I was younger, I used to, like, get mad at the parents. And now that I know anything about not being a 22-year-old idiot, it's like... they can't. The babies are having problems with their ear, like their inner ears. Like it's a pressure thing. Like yeah. Then there's nothing you can do as a parent to stop it other than try to soothe them. And like the parents don't feel good about that. It's not like they're letting them cry. If you got a kid who's crawling all over the place, then like, yeah, the parents got to step in and do something. But like a legit baby crying, like there ain't a lot you can do outside of noise canceling headphones, put it in. And it's always kind of this funny thing where you like, when I'm trying to sleep on a plane, I will often put on either a podcast, and there's like podcasts that I listen to regularly that I love, that I like listen to when I'm doing chores or when I am driving around or on runs. I put on those same podcasts that like keep me super engaged on the ground, in the air. I'm gone.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's that and the baby's in the background and then I just pass out. But sometimes I'll put on like, you know, lo-fi music or something like that. And like, you can hear the baby faintly in the background, but your whole body just relaxes from like the music.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, this is an odd juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Did you not have your beats?
So I have my Beats, but they aren't noise cancellation.
They're
headphones.
Not?
No.
Not When's your birthday?
When is my birthday?
Yeah.
July 1st. It's a long time from now.
It is. It is. I don't know why I looked at the clock.
Yeah.
I looked at it like it was a calendar.
I might have to get some AirPods. I lost my AirPods, so I might have to get the noise-canceling AirPods.
AirPods are good. There's some Beats that are good. I mean, Bose has some good stuff. So, yeah. We got to get you some noise-canceling headphones.
I was like, good gracious.
If you don't have them by the holidays, then Uncle Craig and Aunt Rachel might have to get you a gift.
I'll let you know.
But I know you got some flights between now and then. So,
yes.
There's that. So, yeah. So, how was the wedding once you got there after the screaming baby?
So, the wedding was actually... This was... A very unique wedding.
I mean, it was noon on a Thursday, so yeah.
Well, outside of the time and day of the week, it was at a city hall. It was very small. I want to say about like 40 or 50 of us.
That's so funny. You're like, oh, it's super small, 40 to 50. I'm like, my wedding was like 32. But we also went to Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yours, good gracious. I still can't get over that. But yeah, so we're in San Francisco at the city hall, and her dad, he, you know, blesses the ceremony, does the entire thing. We take pictures on the steps, and I look up, the architecture of the building is actually like pretty cool. Like at first I didn't notice it, but we were sitting there for so long, like trying to wait for, you know, to take the photos and things of that nature. I had nothing else to do but, you know, look up. And then the reception was later that night. We had a cocktail hour at the hotel. But the wedding, this was one that, I don't know, I think unique is the best word to describe it, to be honest. Just because of how small and intimate it was. And then it was, you know, down at the city hall or court building.
Yeah,
in San Fran. So
were you able to get like full wedding party aunt on, or because of the smaller, like the vibes, it was like a different party aunt?
Yeah, it was a little bit different. I got to reconnect with his family because, again, this is one of my friends from high school. Literally my junior and senior year, I spent most of my days at his crib because I was a resident at prep, but I didn't like being there. So I would always go to his house. So his mom, his sisters, I basically had a chance to, you know, reconnect with his entire family. So I spent a lot of time chatting, talking. And then, you know, we did a couple of line dances upstairs, you know.
Okay. You got a little bit in.
A little some, but not too much.
You got a little workout in, if you will. And then you come back, and on Sunday, you play in your flag football game.
Yeah, I really had three flag football games, but I only played in two because I had to, you know, watch the Commanders game.
Occupational hazard.
Yes. Second play of the game, we run a fake screen. I'm wide open because they fell asleep for it. First of all, when you're in cover three, and I actually saw this in the Coach Jaguars game, you cannot be on the same line. If the slot corner and the outside corner are both on the same line, it is a recipe for disaster, especially if you're faking a screen, because outside corner might jump it, and now I'm right up the sideline. And that's precisely what happened.
It's not about even being that. It's like, where you get in trouble with not being on the same level as in man-to-man, because then you run into each other.
Yeah.
In zone, it like actually is a nice disguise in some ways, but like you have to then make sure you hit your responsibilities. If you're the deep third player in cover three, you have to, one, make sure that you have the deep third.
Yeah.
And two, you need to make sure you can get to a midpoint on the route so you don't get beat up the seam. Or your safety needs to make sure that they're going to, like, if you're pressed over to one side, like, you need to make sure you got safety help up your seam, and that, you know, the backside's maybe a little bit more open. Yeah. No, you posted the play on Instagram, and I'm not going to lie, I did not realize it was a fake screen. You just kind of took off.
Yeah. So right before the play, I'm telling the wide receiver, I'm like, slide this way, slide this way. I got you. And the corners are like listening to this. So as soon as they say go, I run directly to the corner and then right up the seam. And it just works so perfectly. But I promise you, Craig, if you look at the play against the Jags against the Colts, it's literally a similar play. Dallas Flowers, I don't know what he was doing, but he did not get to his third.
Is this the play you posted on Instagram, or it's...
Yes, it's
different play.
Oh no, it's the play I posted on Instagram.
Oh, you posted two Oh, you posted two plays. That's
oh,
why.
Yeah. Oh, the first one is the
first one's
screen.
The slip screen. Yeah.
And
now,
then the second one.
This
oh,
one.
Man.
This one looks like they're in man. I don't think they're. Oh no, they did bail into cover three, and yeah. Dude yep. just got lost with his eye discipline.
Yep.
The second one's a nice little like slant.
It was a slant seam.
Yeah.
We ran that just because I saw the safety so far over. I'm like, the safety's not going to be able to get down this seam. And the corner so close, me, Craig, in flag football, I feel like I'm not gonna say I'm the fastest person on the field, but most of the time, I am one of the faster people. So down the seam and the corner's playing that close to the line, I feel like I can beat him in a foot race.
Yeah,
so
I scored on the first one. The second one is where
yeah, yeah.
What happened? You blow a tire here? You just lose your balance.
Nah, so the ball's
a little bit out, and you didn't catch it cleanly.
Yeah, I didn't catch it cleanly, and the ball was a little far. It was on my right shoulder as opposed to, you know, directly in front of me, and my momentum took me to the ground.
Let me ask you a question. What would Santana Moss have told you?
Keep your balance.
Players make plays.
Yeah. You don't think I made the play?
I mean, you made a play. You did. You left a little bit out there. It's all right. Did you guys score on the drive?
We did. We scored on fourth down.
Oh,
we were on the 2 yard line, and it took us four plays to score.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you and Terry, 66 yarder. Although that one, he was kind of had to. I won't say fully lay out for, but
yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a fun weekend. How and your shoulder? Like, were we scared that we did something bad to it, or is it just a little sore?
Oh no, it's just a little sore. Okay. It's a little sore. I can do all of this, all the motion. It's a little sore though.
Look like you just tried to bless someone. anyway, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team. I had a much less exciting weekend. What did I do on Saturday? I ran a little bit. Trying to get back on the after you have to take a couple weeks off from running in Ooh, the middle yep. of marathon and half marathon training. Luckily, mine's the half. Wifey's got to get back on the track for the full. But did a little running. What else we do on Saturday?
How many miles you run?
Oh, we hung out with our friends on Saturday because we have friends because we're adult humans that have social lives. We ran, I think six. We run eight.
Do it, man. 6, 8 miles. I would have passed out.
I'll tell you what was way harder. It was yesterday. I did like a couple miles fast. Faster, not fast. I don't even want to say the pace out loud because some people will be like, well, that is really fast. And anyone that's actually fast would be like, that is horrendous that is your fast. I'll tell you in the break.
All right.
But I did 2 miles and I was like, dang, this hurts. That hurt a lot. But yeah, ran, hung out with some friends, stayed on the couch. And then Sunday was game day. I did not fall on my shoulder.
Lucky you then, Craig.
That's good. All right, when we get back. Predictions. For a playoff game tonight, plus real things real people said in real microphones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.